Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
An American said to us once, don't hang around people who tolerate you. Hang around people who celebrate you. What a gem, especially for those of us who struggle with self-esteem. We all know people who are sarcastic, who put us down, mock us in public to get a laugh out of others. But how easy is it to find people who have the gift of encouragement, who build up? When you find them, they are gold. There's a story about a senior citizen who said how this PC thing is out of control. It's gone too far. Politically correct this, politically correct that. Everyone is so sensitive. We're not allowed to say anything anymore. Then he said, people should laugh at themselves more. Be less sensitive. Some good points in there, actually. Laughing at ourselves. Nothing wrong with that. Quite healthy. Time magazine in the Healthland section says, in these gloomy, uncertain times, the ability to have a good laugh, especially at your own expense, may be essential for survival. But are people really capable of having a sense of humour about themselves? But we do need to look at both sides of the coin. This father, who spent his life getting a laugh at his son's expense, produced a son who struggled with very low self-esteem for years and years, very damaging indeed to that son. And unwittingly, it was revealed how the father was actually reflecting onto his son the low self-esteem that he had. It's called self-reflection in psychiatric terms, where we reflect onto someone else how we are really feeling. So, sure, let's be able to laugh at ourselves, but everything in balance. And let's hang around people who build us up. Maybe if we're the type of blokey bloke who loves to have a go at his friend, fine, but build them up as well. Keep it in balance. Maybe that's why God says to us in the ancient scriptures, therefore encourage one another and build each other up. There's another verse that is quite to the point as well. In Proverbs, God says to us, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. I'm Aaron Wright.